You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, February 23rd. My guest joining me by phone now, the Reverend Dennis Stuvey, President of Lutheran Braille Workers. Good morning, Pastor Stuvey.
Good morning, Andy. Good to be with you.
Glad to have this time to talk with you this morning about what's going on with Lutheran Braille Workers today. For our listeners not familiar with the work of LBW, tell us what is the main work that Lutheran Braille Workers does?
Yeah, I would love to do that. Before I do that, can I explain something?
Sure.
You know, it's about my name. It's Stuvey, S-T-U-E-V-E. And I have to apologize to all of our friends in the Midwest. That's not how it's pronounced back there. In fact, I was preaching in Chester, Illinois, and the pastor was introducing me, and he turned to me and then turned to the congregation and said, "This is Reverend Dennis Stuvey from Lutheran Braille Workers." And he looked at the congregation and said, "Well, that's how he pronounces it. We pronounce it Steve."
Right.
And that's exactly right, is that my roots go back to Frona, Missouri, where my dad and was born. And actually, my mom was born in Altenburg. And so when they moved to California, my uncles and my dad kind of severely anglicized the name Steve to Stuvey, so the U would be included. So anyways, there's a point to that, too, is they moved to Southern California about the time when Helene Kaler was beginning Lutheran Braille Workers, and it was just actually a few miles from where they had settled in Southern California, where Helene was getting started. And so it's always been a part of our family's heritage to be part of Lutheran Braille Workers. So it's a wonderful ministry, and just to explain a little bit about what Lutheran Braille Workers' core ministry has been for 73 years is to provide the Bible in Braille and Christian literature, Lutheran Christian literature in Braille, and then more recently in specialized large print. And currently, we have about 200 work centers throughout the United States, 37 states, that produce the Braille and the specialized large print. And it's 30 different languages, 120 different countries. About 100,000 volumes of Braille and large print are distributed each year. And the whole way that this is all done is by those 3,000 volunteers throughout the United States. But the most important thing, and this is what the passion has always been about Lutheran Braille Workers, is we're all about reaching out to people who are blind or visually impaired with the good news of Jesus Christ through the words that the Holy Spirit can create faith or sustain that faith. In fact, when I came on board a couple years ago as president, I was doing some research, and it's interesting how marginalized the blind are, not only in other world countries, but also in the United States. That here in the United States, there are about 11 million people who are visually impaired. And of those 11 million, 60% are single and isolated, 70% are unemployed, 50% are under the age of 65. And this was the statistic that really shocked me, is 90% are unchurched. And
wow.
It doesn't mean, it's amazing. It doesn't mean that they don't have a faith, but that they don't have the fellowship and the encouragement of a community of faith and a place where they can worship. So it really does talk to the passion that Lutheran Braille Workers has to reach out through congregations to touch the lives of people who are blind or visually impaired.
What do you think is the reason for such a large number of visually impaired not being connected to a congregation, not being churched?
Well, I think part of it is the isolation that they feel as people are blind. I think the other part is that congregations aren't equipped, perhaps, to receive people who are blind or visually impaired and have them feel included in the church. It's kind of awkward for some people when there's a person who's blind and not sure exactly should they offer help, should they not, so they oftentimes do nothing. And I was at a congregation, and I asked that same question, and finally one person, I think, really hit the nail on the head. He said, "Most of our worship is visually cued. I mean, when to stand, when to sit, and sometimes that makes everyone feel uncomfortable." And so one of my goals is in the next couple of years, at least, is to resource congregations so that they're equipped to receive people who are blind or visually impaired when they show up or when they're invited to be part of that congregation. And they won't have to think about it twice. They'll already know what to do.
What are a few simple things that we should consider in order to be more welcoming?
I think part of it is to recognize they're people like anyone else. I was visiting in Florida with a person who is one of the leaders of our outreach centers there. And he was saying, just treat us like regular people. You don't have to, you know, dance around us and, you know, try and be all correct about who we are. We're people. We have personalities like everyone else. And he said, I'll come up to you after church, shake your hand, and say, it's good to see you, even though I don't physically see you. I say, that's just part of the, you know, the English language. That's how we talk. So he said, don't be so oversensitive that you lose the opportunity to make a contact with me.
So just more so, lean more toward treating them just like everyone else.
Absolutely. And then, you know, and the part of the, I think, the resourcing is we, you know, have maybe some Braille resources there if they're Braille readers or if they're visually impaired, some large print material there. And we'd be happy to supply that. By the way, one of our core values has always been for 73 years is that the end reader always receives the Braille, the large print, or any of our materials free of charge. We'll never charge anyone. And that comes out of the fact that if I were to go to a church and say, I don't have a Bible, I'm sure someone there would make sure I had a Bible before I left. And we want the same for people who are blind or visually impaired to have that same resource available to them as well.
You mentioned earlier that that Lutheran Braille Workers, that there's a lot of history in California. Take us back to the beginning, the early days of Lutheran Braille Workers. How did it all begin?
Yeah, Helena answered an ad in the Lutheran Witness for a pastor who had been informed that all of the Braille Bibles in Germany had been destroyed before and during World War II, and that he needed transcribers to transcribe the Bible in German in Braille. And Helene's father actually encouraged her to answer that. She was a young woman at the time to answer that ad. Her German was pretty rusty, and she didn't know Braille at all. But she, with all of her heart and with all of her passion, took up that and started recruiting volunteers to help her in that ministry, and was a real dynamo in making sure that people who are blind or visually impaired would receive the Bible in their language. So it started in Germany, or in German, the German language, and then, you know, came to English. And then her goal was to put the Braille Bible in every language throughout the world. I mean, she really had a passion for doing that as much as she could.
That's quite a history, and very grateful for that. And because of that history, that work, the way that the Lord provided there, today we're able to reach how many people with Lutheran Braille Workers?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it has to be millions. Because, you know, 73 years, and we produce 100,000 volumes a year, and that's, you know, on average. There were years when we've produced 250,000 volumes. So I would say it's, you know, way in the millions around the world too. It's always interesting to show up somewhere and you'll find on a shelf, you know, one of our volumes there, and people around the world are grateful for the reception of that material. And the interesting thing is, it's, you know, we're Lutheran Braille Workers, you know, and LCMS, you know, recognized service organization, but we really minister to people of all denominations around the world as they use our materials. You know, it's not unusual for someone from Africa or India to email us or to write us and to thank us for the material. In fact, there are many blind schools in India that continue to use our materials to teach people who are blind how to read Braille. So the double thing there is they're using actually the Bible, and they're learning to learn Braille, but the Holy Spirit has the opportunity to work through them as they, you know, are reading the Word.
That's amazing that we can reach so many people, and the great thing is the power of the Word of God. As the Word of God reaches, we know that that God accomplishes what He wants to in His Word. His Word is given to people as they hear it, as they read it, as it's proclaimed to them. The work of the Holy Spirit in that word, we can't even comprehend.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's been, you know, what we've done all along is we said, you know, we're just going to get the word out and let the Holy Spirit work through that word and create faith, or if there's faith, sustain, strengthen that faith.
What can we do to support the work of Lutheran Braille Workers? What are the needs?
Well, really, the needs are great. Right now, we have about 100,000 volumes that have been ordered but have not yet been fulfilled. actually, it's 99. I looked this up yesterday. 99,917 volumes that have been ordered yet unfulfilled. Part of that's normal because of the way we do it. We have our work centers produce the material, and they have the opportunity to directly from their work center, wherever they're at in the United States, to send it out to the end reader, no matter where they're at in the world. So that's kind of cool the way they do that. But part of it is a financial need. So I would say pray for the ministry, tell the story of what Lutheran Braille Workers is doing. By the way, there's no other organization in the world that does to the extent of what LBW does in producing Braille in large print. There is two smaller places, and one's in Europe, one's in the Netherlands. They each produce about 5,000 volumes of Braille each year. So, you know, at 100,000 volumes, we're the organization that people come to when they want the Bible in Braille or in that specialized large print. So tell the story, and obviously if the Lord leads you and you feel motivated, we would certainly receive with love a gift of any size.
What does it take to provide, say, a Bible in Braille to just one Bible for an individual?
Bible costs about $350 to produce. That's not counting the labor that goes into it through our volunteers, but it's just the material. A Braille Bible, by the way, is 37 volumes and 5 feet of shelf space. So it's quite an undertaking to produce a Bible. In fact, all of our Bibles, the books of the Bible, are produced at different workstations and then are sent out directly from there. So we have thousands of people who get involved in producing one Bible that gets sent to one person. And the way it's distributed is a volume at a time. Usually the person who orders one has a preference, and then it's kind of like a Book of the Month club. They continue to receive the volumes as they're produced.
So that $350, somewhere around
there? Yeah, yes. For a complete Bible.
For a complete Bible, and it's made up of how many volumes?
Yeah, 37 volumes.
37 volumes. Takes up about 5 feet on a bookshelf. That's amazing.
That's right. Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Wow. That's just, so when going to a Bible study, you want to know what book of the Bible you're studying that day, so you don't carry the whole library with you, huh?
Yeah, it's exactly right. And that's part of the, you know, thing about equipping congregations be in ministry to people who are blind is if they are Braille readers, and many are, that the lessons are, put out there before the Sunday service. Mm-hmm. We produce Lutheran service book as well, and so to know what hymns are going to be sung that Sunday would be very helpful, so they don't have to bring the six volumes of Lutheran service book to church with them.
Wow. That was my next question. How many volumes does it take for a Lutheran service book?
There you go.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us. I had no idea that it was 37 volumes to cover the entire Bible. Six volumes for Lutheran service book. What about small catechism?
Yeah, we do small catechism as well. That's in one volume, so that's it's pretty good size. So we do that, and we do now do the periodicals, Lutheran Witness, the Elder Mail Quarterly, and Lutheran Digest, and a couple of other items as well. We also we're very sensitive to what are the needs of people who are blind. So if there's a special request, we do what we can to provide them with the materials that they need directly.
Dennis, how can we find out more about Lutheran Braille Workers, stay up to date on the work that you're doing and stay up to date on the needs?
Yeah, we have a website, and that's lbwinc.org.
That's pretty easy, lbwinc.org. That's pretty easy.
Yeah, and if people want to call us, they can call us too. It's 800-925-6092. And we have a quarterly newsletter that we'd be happy to put people on our mailing list to keep them informed about what's happening at LBW.
What lies ahead with just about a minute or so left? What lies ahead this year with Lutheran Braille Workers? What are the next big projects or the next things that you'll be working on?
Right. We're excited about continuing the ESV project, put the English Standard Version into both Braille and large print, and then a version that would be able to go into to prisons so that people who are incarcerated can receive them. So that's exciting. That continues. And one other thing that's on the horizon is we are hopeful that by God's grace, we're going to be able to set up a distribution and outreach center in Southeast India. We have a lot of our material goes over there, but a lot of it doesn't get delivered because of the transient lifestyle of people. So we want to have a little bit of a stockpile of material over there so it can be distributed immediately to people in India who are using our material.
Outstanding. Again, the website, lbwinc.org. You can find out more. The phone number, 1-800-925-6092, to find out more about the work of Lutheran Braille Workers, the Reverend Dennis Stuvey, president of Lutheran Braille Workers. Thanks for being our guest today, sharing with us, giving us this update.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
God Absolutely. Bless God bless you, too. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we're going to head to Macomb, Michigan. We'll study with Pastor Greg Griffith at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Macomb, Michigan. We'll take a look at Mark chapter 6, verses 35 through 56. Hope you can join us for that. It's Tuesday. We'll hear from our friends at 1517 The Legacy Project as well. Hope you can join us for all of his time right here on Worldwide KFUO.